A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Samach Aleph, Erevin 61A, pagination page 121, towards the bottom, about 8 lines from the bottom, a new Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is Anshe Ir Gedola, the people of a big city, Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Ketana, are able to walk the entire small city. We mentioned the case in yesterday's session, that because the 2,000 amma of the large city encompasses the entire small city, so they're able to walk the entire small city, and they're even granted the remaining part of their 2,000 amma outside the city, that the 2,000 amma doesn't get used up on the small city because the entire small city is included, and therefore they can start counting the remainder of the 2,000 outside the small city. Now, the next words of the Mishnah have a double meaning. You'll notice that in the text it says, Va'anshe ir ketana, and the people of the small city, Mahalchin es kol ir gedola, can walk the entire big city. They can also walk the entire big city. But in the margin, if you'll drop over to the right-hand inner margin, it says, Le'el, earlier, Uv Yerushalmi, Uv Rif, and then in the Yerushalmi and in the Rif commentary, V'od, and other places, Isa, the text, reads, Ve'ein, Anche, and the people of the small city cannot walk the entire large city. And that's how it's printed in the Mishnayos. And what's really happening here is two different pieces of information are being told to us. Number one, that if the small city people maintain their residence at home, they will not end up being able to walk the entire large city, because the case presumably is that their 2,000 amma gets used up within the large city. That's the point of saying it's a large city. It gets used up, and therefore they can only walk as far as the 2,000 amma allows them. Since it does not encompass the entire large city, they're not granted the entire large city as 4 amos, and then continue counting after the large city. They're limited to as far as the 2,000 amma will take them. And that's a contrast that we saw yesterday, and that's what this margin comment is observing, that the small city is different than the large city. And that's what the word ve'ein anshe ir ketana, and the people of the small city are not allowed to do the same thing that the large city can do to them. Good. Now that we know that, let's continue with the text that our Mishnah text seems to focus on, which is that Anshe Ir Ketana are able to do the same thing as the large city. Ketzad, how does that work? There's a simple solution. Misha Yobi Ir Gedola, if a person is in the large city, Vinosaneseruva Bi Ir Ketana, and he puts his Erev Tuchum and his food stuff into the small city, so then he becomes a resident of the small city. And he walks the entire small city. And he's going to be limited when he comes to the large city, which is where he's living, because he projected his residence into the small city through the Erev Tuchumen. Bi'ir Ketana. And what would happen if the small city person did the flip side case, which is to put his Erev Tuchumen in the large city? V'nosan ha-seruva bi'ir gedolei, put his Erev into the large city, mahalach ha-skula v'chutza la'apayim amma, then he would become a resident halachically of the large city, and he goes to the entire large city, and outside of it, 2,000 amma. What the Mishnah is telling me is that really there's a difference between a person who's a resident of the Ir Gedola, the large city, and contrast to the person who's a resident of the Ir Ketana, the small city. And that's what we saw earlier, and that's what the margin comment is referring to, that there's a difference between the resident of the large and the small. However, the majority opinion that we're reading over here is telling us that you could place your residence in a different city, and by doing so, you become a resident of that city through your peanut butter jar. And you're actually a resident of that city. You walk the entire city as Dalet Amos, and outside of it, you get your 2,000 Amo. What is the Chiddush? What could have been? One could have said, as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Akiva will say, that you only get 2,000 from the place of your foodstuff. Because you're not really a resident of this city. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're telling you. We're telling you that if you're from the small city and you put your food in the large city, you will become a resident of the large city. You'll get the entire large city without counting anything. And then you'll get 2,000 outside of that city. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva argues and says, Ein lo ela mimakam eruva apayim ama. You only get 2,000 ama from the place of your eruv. I don't care if it's in a city, if it's not in a city. The fact is, you're projecting your residence. If you live in that city, if you park yourself as a guest in that city, fine, you get the entire city, you're a resident of the city. But if you're projecting it through Eruv Tuchumin, Rabbi Akiva says you only get 2,000 from the place of your Eruv. Amar lohen, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Yetem modemli, don't you agree with me, benosen Eruv b'ma'ara, that if a person puts his Eruv, his food, in a cave, she'ein lo ela mimakam Eruv ha'apayim amo, that you only get 2,000 amah from the place of the food. Amrulo, they told him, let's pay close attention, Emasai, when would you only get from the place of the food? Bizman she'ein badiyurin, if the cave is not fitting for dwelling, which has to be defined, but whatever that means. But if it has dwellers, it's fitting for dwelling, you get the entire cave, because that's your city, so to speak. And then in addition to that, you get 2,000 amah outside of it. And you don't count from the place of the food. The place of the food projects your residence into a city. You become a resident of the city. You get the entire city. And then you count outside of it 2,000 amah. Nimtza, this is so beautiful, it comes out, Kal tocha me'al gaba. The inside of the cave is very different than above the cave. Had you put your foodstuff above the cave, you found an arbitrary place and you just put it down over there, you would only get 2,000 from the place of the foodstuff. But because you put the food inside the cave has walls, so the entire area becomes your city. And then you start counting 2,000 only outside the cave. The Gemara in Amud Beis introduces a case, Ma'aras Tzidkiyah, a very large cave, such as the one that Tzidkiyah, the king, fled through when he fled Yerushalayim. It's a very long cave. So the person, had he put his foodstuff on top of the cave, he would be limited to 2,000 amah. He puts it inside the cave and he could just keep walking as far as the cave takes him. Beautiful. And that's the position of the Rabbanon, the way we paskin, that a foodstuff will actually make that your place of residence, even if you're not there when Shabbos begins, in contrast to Rabbi Akiva, who says that you only get the entire city if you're living there, but if you use an Eruv, you don't get the entire city. Let's skip to Amud Beis, where in the last piece of the Gemara in the Perek, we find a story where they wanted to be choshesh, to be concerned with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and they were told, don't worry about Rabbi Akiva, we don't paskin like him in this case of Eruvin. So we are on Amud Beis. The perek ends about 10 lines from the bottom, and we climb up from there about 5 lines, 6 lines. The last word on the line is mar. Mar Yehuda ashkechinu levnei mevarchasa. Mar Yehuda found the people of mevarchasa to come mosvi eruvayu, that they were placing their eruv bevei kenishta in the shul de beyagubar of beyagubar, which was a very large shul, and this entire shul was included in their 2,000 Amma traveling from Mivar Chosa. And therefore, this entire shul, if they could place their Eruv within the shul, is not going to count towards their 2,000. It's going to be, well, they were going to travel to it, then it wasn't going to count, but they wanted to project their Makom Shavisa, their place of residence, they could get to it, and they wanted to project from it to the next area. Amaluhu, so he told them, Gavu Beit Fei, put your Eruv as far into the shul as you can. It was apparently a very large area. Put it in, I wonder how many minyanim they had. You put it in as far as you can, Kihechi Dilishtaru Luchut Fei, in order that it should be allowed to you more. In other words, they were able in range to get to any part of this shul. It was within 2,000 Amma. Question is, where in the shul are you going to put it? So he became concerned that they're projecting their makam shavisa from the place where the food will be placed. And therefore he said, why don't you gain as much as you can? Put it as far as you can in the shul so that you gain 2,000 Amma from there in the direction that you want to go. Amar le Rava, and Rava told him, Palga'o be'eruvin. You're arguing in the topic of Erevin. You're making trouble. You're arguing with the established leniency. Lestachash lahad Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Don't worry about it. Let's think through what he was doing. He was worried that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and you can't consider the enclosed area your place of residence in its entirety like a city, because you're not there when Shabbos begins, only your food is there when Shabbos begins. And Rabbi Akiva says you're going to count from your place of Erev, so he wanted the Erev to be placed as far as you can in the direction that you want to go. What Rava is telling him is, once it's in the building, that's your city. And we don't care if it's to the left or to the right, it's all one city. And we passing like the Rabbanon, once your Erev is in the city, the entire city automatically is Kedalat Amos, and it makes no difference whether you put it further in or not. Yeshua Koach, have a great day.